But first, we're going to welcome Dr. Richard Holm. He is with us from the SDPB's studio in Brookings, the Janine Basinger studio at SDSU, I should say. And Dr. Holm is the host of On Call with the Prairie Doc. You can see it tonight at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Topic coming up. Dr. Holm, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. The topic coming up is allergies.
It's the season. You know, we're all excited to get outside, and then the reality hits that when you do, it might just affect certain people in different ways than others, huh?
I thought it was appropriate that I woke up this morning with a really runny nose and sneezing all morning, and I'm thinking to myself, what, on allergy day with the allergy show coming up, I'm coming down with an allergy?
What are you allergic to? Is that trees, then? The trees must be...
You know, there is the seasonal, the first thing is the trees, and then it's the grasses, and then it's the weeds. That's the seasonal allergies. And the trees start budding pretty early, although I think it's early for the trees. I think right now what it is the snow mold.
Right.
There's, you know, where there's big piles of snow that melt, you can see this kind of this grayish stuff on the grass.
Right.
That's snow mold.
So normally mold is sort of a winter allergy, a late fall allergy with all the wet leaves. But I guess with the flooding, we might have an additional challenge for mold allergy sufferers, right?
Absolutely. You know, and all of the water running right now and everything, the air is moving and the temperatures are above freezing. And so we've got allergens starting.
Right.
And so I think there's the first... recommendation I would give is, and I'm going to start this myself, is Allegra in the morning. Get the generic version of Allegra. You can find it in the at the drugstore. And then if that's not enough, I'll add Zyrtec at night. So it's A in the morning, Z at night, and so you double up on an antihistamine. I think the Benadryl is way too short acting and too sleepy inducing and is no more powerful than the Allegra and the Zyrtec.
What about the nasal sprays, that your Flonase and other products that sort of, start a little bit early before you feel symptoms?
Right. I think the steroid nasal spray is a good option. I don't know that I want to use it all the time. I like it conservatively. So yeah. I would say A and Z and then the steroid nasal sprays, and then talk to your allergist who may give you some shots if your allergies are bad enough.
All right. Some preemptive ways to sort of prevent how severe the season is going to be. What can you do?
Well, I think starting on those antihistamines before the season hits. Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, I should have been starting on the Allegra and see if I could not be so stuffy and sneezy today. That's number one, I think. Or even the steroid nasal spray over the season where you're the worst. So if you got scratchy eyes and runny nose and sneezy type of a thing, then you're going to want to do the steroids during that month that you have the worst time. If it debilitates you, then go to the allergist. That's what we have them for, you know.
Right. How about some of those non-medication things that you can do? And I speak from deep experience here.
Okay, let's hear what you're going to suggest.
Well, I used to suffer so much. And it was, the allergist would always say, you know, don't sleep with your windows open. Or if you do, you've got to close them, you know, in the middle of the night so that early morning pollen settling isn't getting into your house. Don't dry your clothes on the line, as delightful as that is. You know, I have a dog, so the dog would bring in all kinds of, and then every time you came inside, I had to wash my face wash my eyebrows really well. I used to change my sheets every single night and put a fresh pair of sheets on. It was amazing what difference that made, though. If you change,
I totally agree with those things. I can tell you that all of the allergists say, if you are allergic, then just close your windows and use AC don't have an open window in your house.
Right. And then finally he just said, move to Arizona. And I was like, no.
But Arizona apparently has become plenty
Right. I think he was perhaps in jest, but those sort of measures were kind of extreme when you were just really almost, you know, none of the medication, you almost couldn't work because of the sneezing and the eye irritation that was coming. But let's talk a little bit about some of these other, are you going to talk tonight about allergies as far as, you know, the real severe sort of the you know, people carry the EpiPens for kind of situation?
Right. My editorial is all about the EpiPen and the adrenaline or the what is called epinephrine or epinephrine, which is why they call it EpiPen. The epinephrine or adrenaline, it's the same thing, is made from the gland that sits on top of the kidney. And the gland, the adrenal gland, you know, the kidney is also called the renal gland, the renal is kidney, and adrenal is on top of renal, or adrenal, or adrenaline. And adrenaline and epinephrine are the same. And it's this fight or flight rescue hormone that gives us energy to run and energy to fight, and but it slows down the GI tract. That's the parasympathetic system. The sympathetic system is the adrenaline. And the adrenaline is magic for people who have a severe allergic reaction and their veins all dilate and their blood pressure drops out and they die, you know, with anaphylactic reaction. Or the asthmatic who has a severe scenario of exposed to the whatever it is that really gets him or her, and suddenly all of the airways tighten up and you can't breathe and you die. And I've seen that happen both sides. So adrenaline will counter that temporarily. So what you want to do is have an EpiPen. The moment you think that something is happening and you may need to have a little rescue, you take the EpiPen and then you go to the emergency room. Mm. You want to go to the emergency room, though, because sometimes there's something more happening. You may need steroids. You may need to have a workup. Other things can be occurring.
Tonight's program on On Call with the Prairie Doc is all about allergies. Dr. Rick Holm, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lori. Thank you.